Good evening, Abayisai. Good evening, good evening. We are still in Simon Resh, Samach Gibel. We are in the middle of Seif Yud. Let us restart again the Seif to have a full grasp of this halacha of the Tnai, of the Bahag, and what exactly Minig is, and what's the difference between men and ladies. How does the Tnai work? Can you always use the Tnai only on some situations? We'll also maybe be touching on the concept of Kabbalah Shabbos to the Kohol, to the community. Good, so if you teach as follows, we started with the Baal Halachas Gdoilo is the Bahag, one of the Rishonim. La Bahag, says the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Yud, according to the opinion of the Baal Halachas Gdoilo is, Kivin Shehidlik Ner Sheol, Shabbos, once you have lit the Shabbos candle, Chol Alav Shabbos, Venesa Malachas, Shabbos is on him, Venes Sor B'Malacha, and Malachas become also to him. According to the Bahag, he accepts Shabbos. By lighting. Ve'al pize noyagoyz k'tzas noshim, and based on that, the men of many women is shach shepechu, once they've lit, they've ben shlicht, ve'dliko aneroyz, and they have lit the candles, mashlichesh la'oretz ha'psilo, they throw the match, shebiyoton, which is in the hand, shedlikubo, which they've used for lighting the candles, ve'en mechabasoyz, don't actually physically extinguish it. Because it's extinguishing on Shabbos is a melacha. V'yesh oimrim, some say she must the koydim shmadliko she'enu mekabel es Shabbos had she machazn pochu moil. Some say that, forget about the opinion of the Bahag, if the Bahag himself holds that or not, but some say that it's true. If she stum lights, and then it's true she accepting Shabbos with this mitzvah of adlokas neis. However, she's not forced to do so. She can make a tnai, a condition, and she can stipulate and say, I'm lighting, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah, but I'm not accepting Shabbos by doing so. When is she going to make a Shabbos? By Bochu, for instance, that's the Shulchan Aruch's case, is that Shema Chosn Bochu, when, in other words, when the rest of the community is accepting Shabbos. Yes. Because it's not, the correct nusach to answer that question is yes, because it's not, she's not accepting with the kium, with the ikka kiuma mitzvah, but even with the whatever is considered in her eyes, the mitzvah, the tosefes oira, and the additional lights, that's all part of the mitzvah, and only once she's completed her complete mitzvah, that's when she's accepting Shabbos. Now, the V'yesh Oymim, V'yesh Oym, some say, She'einu Moilo, not everybody agrees to that. Some say that the condition, you can't do that. Some say that according to the Baha'i, you cannot make it, you can't stipulate. And when you light, you're forced to make Kabbalah Shabbos. There is such an opinion. V'yesh Cholkim, and some say, Bala Halachas Gdoilets, V'yom She'ein Kabbalah Shabbos, Tori Ba'adlok Asner, Helebet Tfilas Abbas. And some completely disagree with the Bala Halachas, they say, forget it, nothing to do with it. Nothing, you're not accepting Shabbos by lighting at all. So there's various opinions in this, according to this last opinion, when as long as you have lit, you haven't accepted Shabbos, it's only when the Chazan says Bochu, that is when Kabbalah Shabbos, or Ma'ariv, that is when Kabbalah Shabbos actually takes place. Veredi don, according to us, given Shizchilu Mizmael Shir Lehem HaShabbos, Avri Bochu Ledido, it doesn't have to be Bochu, but also Mizmael Shir Lehem HaShabbos, that will be the equivalent. Now, what is the Ma'aseh of the Minhag? So here the Ramah helps us out. So many opinions, how do the Ma'aseh Paskin? Va Minhag, the Mishnah, the Ramah says, the custom is, She'oiso Isha Madlekes, Mekabel HaShabbos Be'ad Loko. Yes, the Minhag is that a woman who lights, she is generally accepting Shabbos by lighting. Imloy, unless she tasne techilo. Yes, she is. The default position is when she lights, she accepts Shabbos, but it's tnai does work. Mishnebura, the Ramah now adds that vafilu tnai belev sagi, she doesn't have to have go formally to the formal process of making a condition. If she says in her heart, that's good enough. So if she just says, okay, I'm not accepting Shabbos now, she can still light with a bracha, and that's good enough, but she's not accepting Shabbos. Just in her heart, that's good enough. She doesn't like to overly, verbally point out in writing. It's not necessary. In her mind, that's good enough. Now, I want to stop here for a minute, and I want to see the Mishnah Berurah of Sifkot Mem Beis. Sifkot Mem Beis asked the question: what about men who lied? Men who lied, any different? Very good. Absolutely. Correct. It's not assumed that they're mekabel Shabbos, says Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mem Beis. Haminik. This is the minik which only the women have accepted on themselves. V'im ha'ish madlik, afilu k'shu mevorich al adlokosoi, k'dele'el tzivov. If a man lights, he's not accepting Shabbos. Lekim in hoge umutam melocha. If a man lights, he's not accepting Shabbos. Mikol mokum tov lehasna, it's still better. He makes it t'nai, but he doesn't really have to. He doesn't really have to. It's interesting because it looks like. How do we paskin aloch lemaiser, Rabbi? So we paskin that a woman, if she doesn't have anything, if she stam lights, she's accepting Shabbos. A man, if he stam lights, he's not necessarily accepting Shabbos. But a woman also, she can make a condition and she say, I don't want to accept Shabbos by that look.
She has to do it every week?
Yeah. Yeah. You want to ask something?
Yeah.
Now, the Shaila Rabbosai is, what about Mincha? A very, very frequent Shaila, especially in the winter months. What about Mincha? So, this man has come. What's this man this week, Chaim Yeshua? About?
0-2.
Yeah? 0-2? Okay, and she wants to light. But she normally wants to, she normally davens Mincha, and she wishes to daven Mincha. Now, what does she do now? The options are as follows. Okay, she can either light and not daven Mincha anymore. She can light and daven Mincha, weekday Mincha. Or she can light, make it t'nai, and daven Mincha. Three options. Assuming she wants daven Mincha. Well, again, option number one is, what was the first option? Option A. What was it? Okay, I can't remember the order, but the, pardon? Okay, option number one is that she lights and doesn't have a mincha. She lights, she doesn't have a mincha. She missed the boat, she cannot have a mincha anymore. Option number two, she lights and she davens mincha. Option number three, she lights with a t'nai and then davens mincha.
I don't understand, but why can't she daven mincha earlier?
She just didn't manage. Okay, you're right. Ideally, you're 100% right. 100% right. Ideally, she should. She didn't manage. She should light with a t'nai.
If she wants to
daven
mincha, then she should light with a t'nai, and then
afterwards daven mincha. Does everybody agree to that? Yeah, everybody agrees to that. So, now, the emes is that Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Mem Dalet is. I'm going to go to Mishnah Sifkot Mem Dalet briefly because that's we need to know this Mishnah Berurah to answer this question. And we're going to get back to Sifkot Mem Gamel soon. But Mem Dalet tells us she tasn't etchilef to make it tonight. Generally, Mishnah Berurah says ve'ein lahasnus kiim letzorech. Mishnah Berurah says you can only make a t'nai if there's a real need. So we just learned a few minutes ago that this whole idea of a t'nai is not so straightforward. Not everybody agrees that it works. Yes, we're paskin that you can, and we're paskin that it's fine. But there are opinions to hold that you cannot make a t'nai. There's a minority opinion that we don't paskin like, that you can't make a t'nai, it doesn't work. So, says Mishnah Berurah, at the very least, Mishnah Berurah is Mechadash, in the name of the Mogen Avraham, that if you make it t'nai, that's okay, but only do it if you really need to, if it is a tzorich, if there's a need. But if there's no need, don't do it. So now, because there are opinions all that you can't make it t'nai, so only do it if you really need to. So now we can ask again the question, is that, so Moshe, do you still hold what you hold, or you don't hold what you hold?
No.
You don't hold what you hold.
Women don't have a
Oh! So it says women don't have an obligation to daven mincha. And therefore, she should light and skip mincha. Light and skip mincha. Light and skip mincha. If she didn't, she just didn't manage. Yeah, is it? Is it or is it not? You can make Shabbos and it's still daven weekday. So it's very interesting. Rabbi said that's really interesting. So the Pashtus, the very simple understanding is that Mishnebura says, if Kot Mem Gimel, Vetispalel Mincha Tchilo, Doil Kva Kiblo Shabbos, Shuv Yevshel Ispal Tfilo Shel Choyl. Mishnebura holds, you cannot daven Mincha of a weekday once in Mekabel Shabbos. So he addresses exactly Rabbi Feingold's Ha'ora. And he holds, Mishnebura holds that you cannot daven a weekday mincha after Kabbalah Shabbos. It doesn't work. If the lady lit, she says, Akedishon mitzvah mitzvah niyashal Shabbos, you can't say Shabbos, and 2 minutes later, Hatochen is Hatochenin, and Boruch Aleinu. It doesn't fit. V'ksh'ein shows lezayin, if there's no time to daven mincha, yoyis atoiv, she dispal av v'shtayim, k'de lekamon seif tezvav, menich tuchas shom sof v'kril Shabbos. Said if he said that certainly Mishnebura holds you certainly cannot have mincha of weekday after Hadlokas Neres. Now Rabbi Feingold, I'm nearly sure I didn't see it recently, but I'm nearly sure there is a chsam sofer holds like you're saying. There is a chsam sofer I'm nearly sure that holds that yes, after Hadlokas Neres a lady could still have mincha of weekday, but that's unlike the opinion of the Mishnebura. But yes, there is such a day, and I don't know what's ongenehm in the chassidische Welt, weiß ich nicht. But there is such an opinion, sicher such a shitta, but it's the local Mishnebura. Yeah. Yeah. You're saying that it could be comparable. Yeah. I want to add more to you to make it even more lenient. And I think the Chassam Sofer, again, I didn't see this for a long, long time, but Chassam Sofer compares it as few things that are mutter ben Ashmoshes. Chazal were mati certain things ben Ashmoshes. We learned in earlier Seif. For certain things are permitted ben Ashmoshes. Milanochi, and do you remember certain things? So, and the Chassam Sofer, if I'm not mistaken, says, pardon? Yeah, exactly, yeah. So Chassam Sofer, if I'm not mistaken, says, it's loy gora, it's no worse than that. Certain things, Ben Hashmosh, it's allowed to do in a mincha, so you see that it's not completely, there's an element of weekday still there. It's not completely full-fledged Shabbos. Therefore, he says that mincha, but again, this is an opinion which is not what the Mishnebura comes clearly to exclude this. Mishnebura says, you cannot have a weekday mincha after that Lokas Neiras. If a woman lit, she cannot have a mincha anymore. So now the Shaila is, okay, fine. So we're taking that as a fact that you cannot have mincha after Hadlokas Neiras. Pardon? No, I don't remember offhand. I do not remember what he holds in that. So I don't remember. So now the Shaila is, can she make a tnai for, should she rather make a tnai or rather skip mincha? Skip mincha? No chiyuv, skip mincha, or should make a condition at night and then daven mincha. Oh, well, man is. We'll speak about the man in a minute. So Rabbi Yisrael Shlomo Zalman said it's considered a tzorich. Is that what you have guessed? We have guessed that. Said mincha is a tzorich. Although she's taka doesn't have to, she's not. But the man is still a tzorich. And therefore, she should, and she can make a tnai not to accept Shabbos, dav mincha, and then Shabbos comes later. That's what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman holds. Yeah.
This is more about the one time she wants
to dav mincha and Shabbos. Yeah. Okay. So fine. I don't know. It's somebody she wants to dav mincha. It's probably you're right. If she doesn't, if it's the first time in the whole week that she's davening mincha, it's probably the wrong one to pick. I suppose. Yeah. But yeah, I hear that. Now, with regards to a man, so the man, it's a lot easier, because a man, even without making a tnai, he's not mekabel Shabbos. So he certainly could light.
But you were saying before, when you say the bracha, you say, accepting Shabbos, and then after you're saying.
I hear. But for a man, since.
It's okay. Yeah. It doesn't work with a man.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. She won't let, but if she does let,
she
won't. It's a very good halacha. Maybe it's better for him tonight. Then she doesn't have to make it tonight.
Or whenever she needs to make it tonight.
No, because I don't think it's better. I don't think so. Because since she's allowed to make it tonight, so Vinishtvi, the mitzvah is more muzoris bo yoisa, they have got more rights to the mitzvah. In other words, she's allowed to claim the mitzvah even when she's making it tonight. Yeah, it's a nice svar. It's a very nice svar. Saying that the hiyos, and for him, since for him it's not b'diavad, and for her it is, so she has never, she has been mekabel the minik to accept Shabbos at night. He never has been mekabel Shabbos. He's never accepted he's never accepted the behag. For him, he can lack without a t'nai. So it's better for him. I hear that.
He wouldn't be able to do it in the winter, though, because he has been
shoot. Correct. Good point. In the winter, it's going to be very, it's going to be a bit rushed, yeah. Yes. Yeah, 4-2.
So, no man is
going to
be bringing in Shabbos as man, the London man,
because
it wouldn't be done
enough. Right. Yeah.
That man doesn't look like a man then.
Yeah, if a man wants to light.
Not light. Bring in Shabbos.
If a man wants to bring in Shabbos. No, 1 second. He's not. He doesn't have to be Makabel Shabbos with that looker.
I'm saying no man.
That's a true statement to make. Unless he davened mincha early for in one way or another, if he manages to catch a mincha, I'm saying it's all, you're right. It's probably true. So you're right. I think it's a true statement to make. Yeah. 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 No. Yeah.
If a man brings in Shabbos, when does a man bring in when he says Mechadoli, right?
Yes, yeah, so Mizmoshir. Mizmoshir, yeah.
But by then it's after Shkia, so when did you say Shabbos?
Very good question. That's a really good question. How do we get around this problem? So we addressed it in one Shia, we addressed it. How does that actually work for us to Mekayim Mitzvah Tosefes Shabbos? So you're asking a Tosefes Shabbos question. Because Kabbalah Shabbos, you have a Kabbalah Shabbos automatically when Shabbos comes in.
So how do you add on a bit?
But how do you do Tosefes Shabbos? Very good. So it's a very good question. So assuming that you're not Mekayim.
December Shabbos
just the end, rather than the beginning. Yeah. You have to do it both sides. Yeah. Before Shabbos is a big problem. It is. You might be minus December Shabbos. Yeah, exactly. So the answer is that some authorities hold, some poskim, also the answer is some poskim hold, you can be Mekayim Mitzvah to Sefer Shabbos during Ben Hashmoshes. Mishnebu doesn't like that. And according to Mishnebu, you probably have to do like Rav Eliashiv says, you have to during Kwan Shemoneh Esrei, you have to accept Shabbos.
After, would he be
myself, some hold there's still a zman of Tosefes. So it's some, yeah, that's right. Some, yeah. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch certainly hold that. The many Rishonim hold that. You can't sing the Kabbalah Shabbos. You can't. Okay, we move on. Continues the Ramah, the last few words of the page. If a woman lights Shabbos candles, the rest of the family can still do melacha until Bachu. So men are not forced into the Kabbalah Shabbos of the ladies. In other words, if the woman lights, you still got a weekday until however long you want. Shulchan Aruch's lashon is bnei habayis mutarim b'melachat b'ochu. Bnei habayis, the family. Avol b'shar bnei habayis mutarim b'melachat b'ochu. The rest of the family is. So yes, we do believe in women power, absolutely. And the feminists, and it's all very, 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 very strong, and the women, everything. But they cannot impose on us Kabbalah Shabbos. Not that far. They can impose on us lots of things. But not Kabbalah Shabbos. Yeah, the Shloshna Shulchan Aruch is that Bnei Habayis Mutorim. The Bnei Habayis, the family, the Bnei Habayis, the whole family is Mutar to Melacha until Bachu. I know it's not the Minik. I know generally generally in the family it's done that once the mother does a bench's licht, then it's Ois Melacha for everybody. But really, make it out then, it's not Bnei Habayis. The main mitzvah is with the candles which are lit on the table. And not the other ones. If you're lighting other ones, you didn't make a bracha on them, they're not relevant. you have to keep the, they have to be placed, the candles have to be placed in the place that you light them. You cannot light in one place and after for safety and health and safety and danger and a potential hazard, you can't move them. You can't move. Where you lit, that's where they are. That's where we remain. If it's a sakana, if it's developed into a sakana, if it's developed into a sakana, yeah, who hasn't been kabbal Shabbos? Yeah. Sivkot mem hemish nevuvikrat lo kahenu divorich aleim velo al shaneiros levishikra mitzel lechatchila aneiros shoichna leoyron veroish teabroch aleim. The bracha is on candles which you are enjoying from when you're eating. You're enjoying from those lights. That's what the bracha is on. Vafilu al neir echot. So you can make a bracha on one candle. Now Mishnah Sivkot Mem Zayin tells us that you have to place them and don't move them. So Mishnah Berurah says, "Afilu miyasne beferushen mekabel Shabbos at shi'aneres on the koymom." Said even if you're not mekabel Shabbos, but you cannot move the Shabbos candle. Even if you're not mekabel Shabbos, you make it tonight. I'm not mekabel Shabbos yet. I'm lighting. I'm not mekabel Shabbos, and you're lighting them, and you're not mekabel Shabbos yet, and you want to move them. That's still wrong. It's wrong, the Mishnah Berurah says, because the Shabbos candles have to be lit where they're going to be placed. They have to stay in its right place. You can't move them. Okay. Sif Yud Aleph. Afal Pi Shelo Hispalel Kal Adayin. We're moving on to the next subject, which is Afal Pi Shelo Hispalel Kal Adayin. Although the Tzibah didn't daven yet. The tzib of the community, the shul hasn't davened yet. Him kadam ayochid. If an individual has davened early, veis palos of Shabbos, and he davened Maariv of Shabbos, maybe yoim earlier than the community, earlier after plaga mincha, but earlier. Chol olav kabbalah Shabbos. The kabbalah Shabbos is coming on him. We also says melachah not to do melachah. Ve'afilim oim hashen roitzel kabbalah Shabbos. He says I'm not mekabel Shabbos. I'm just davening Maariv, but I'm not mekabel Shabbos. So Rabbi said the scenario is as follows. Say summer, and there is a shul, but there's only one shul, and the daven's very late. And you are an individual, you want to daven early. So you are davening early. Forget about Lukas Neir for now. You are davening early. After Plaga Mincha, but you're davening early, you're davening Maariv early. And the rest of the community, they're all davening in an hour. But you're davening now, and you're davening Maariv. Does that force you into Kabbalah Shabbos or not? The fact you have davened, the davening itself, does that make you Shabbos or not? Can you do melacha after that or not? No, you cannot do melacha, says Shulchan Aruch. Indeed, you cannot do melachas after that. Now, what about if you make it tnai? So you say, okay, I'm davening Maariv now, very nice. But just like Ba'ad Lokas Neiris, I can make it tnai. And I can say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Asher Kedushon, Mitzvah, Ladik Neshel Shabbos, and I'm not Mekabel Shabbos. I'm not Mekabel Shabbos because I made it tonight, I stipulated. So similarly also, I'm going to make a Maariv, and I'm going to say before Maariv, I'm davening Maariv. Folks, I'm davening Maariv, but I can still do melachas afterwards. Works or no works? No works? Why no? Oh, but I want to just point out, you're right. Shtick doesn't work. You can't fool who you're trying. It doesn't work. You're right. I want to just say this, and I think it is an element of... What I'm saying, all we need to polish a bit is how can you distinguish that between Adlokas Neir? Well, what exactly is the point? Why is it that when you can Asher Kedushon Mitzvah B'Tzivon Da'at Neshul Shabbos, there you can, it's not Shabbos necessarily, and when you dav Maariv, when you say the words of the Tfilas Maariv, that makes it, that's unconditional, that's non-negotiable. That's the Kabbalah Shabbos. Do you hear Binyamin? It's like, what's the difference? But you're right, there is a difference. It's if gotten known in Mishnah Berurah says, although by Adlok we said you can make a condition that works, you can level say a few, as we just learned earlier, but when it comes to Tefillah, Shani, it's different. Because you're mentioning Kedusha Shabbos. Those words in Mishnah Berurah, I don't fully understand it. Because you're mentioning the holiness of Shabbos. Exactly. That's not us. That doesn't seem to be the key point. You're mentioning Kedusha Shabbos. When you're also mentioning when you bench licht, you're also mentioning because it's more words. That's 18 words. That's four.
Is a a complete expression of it, whereas at Lugs Neris you're bringing your, it's minhag, which can sometimes can be distinguished from actually taking Shabbos upon yourself.
So you think that there's an expression, it's more expressive, don't you? Yeah, I hear. It's all tefillah. Yeah, I hear. And therefore, you see, since there's a kiddush in there, oh, very nice. That is pshat. That's definitely, yeah, I'm buying that. Very good. Because there's the element of being mekadosh Shabbos, and that's why, undoubtedly, that's why you cannot make it tznai. Sure, yeah, very good. Yeah. Very good, yeah. So there's the element of the expression of kedusha Shabbos, and then there's the element of yeah, the kiddushta, and that you can't make it tznai on that. Very good. Yeah, very good pshat. Yeah, okay. Rabbi, we learned tonight, we went through the Bahag again. Bahag says, Yom Kabbal Shabbos, be the three hadlocha. There's various opinions in the Rishonim. The minig is that, yes, women are Mekabbal Shabbos without locha. They can, however, make it tznai. Tznai works. And men, they don't have the minig to accept Shabbos at all without locha. So they don't have to make it tznai. It's good if they do, but they don't have to. We learned that a tznai doesn't have to be verbalized. It's fine if this goes through their mind. And we also learned that you should not move the Shabbos candles, even if you're not Mekabel Shabbos, through them. And we learned also that the Hadlaka should be the ones you're on the table. You're benefiting during the meal from those candles. That's the main thing. We learned also that a person who is Mekabel Shabbos earlier by Tefillah, he Melach is also, and that's non-negotiable, and he can't make it tznai on that. Good evening and good Shabbos, Rabbi Yisrael.